Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Bulbscast. Yes, thank you for the applause. Thank you so much. So, yes, I know the plotting is still going on for some reason. So, yes. We're going to be looking at one trade for NBA for every NBA contender. Just wrote it down. So, first up, the Brooklyn Nets. I think they should trade for Daniel House and PJ Tucker and give away Spencer Dinwiddie. So, yes, Spencer Dinwiddie is a big part of this. That's team, but Dinwiddie is injured now and might not ever be the same. Daniel House, PJ Tucker. We know that PJ Tucker is old and not going to bring any. Not going to bring really any scoring. He's going to bring a lot of 3-point shooting. Well, he's going to bring scoring, but not as much as, like, you know, Dinwiddie could do, like, 20 points last year was great for Spencer Dinwiddie, but this year, before he even got injured, he only averaged 6 points per game. Yes, yeah, that is not good. I think that would be a good trade for the Nets. So, Denver Nuggets, I think they should trade for Aaron Gordon, give away Will Barton, PJ Dozier. This is a trade for the Denver Nuggets that I think will very, very much give a boost to the squad. So, next. Los Angeles Clippers, Sterling Brown. I think they should get Sterling Brown for Mfande Kangabalig. I think this is just a easy deal, done deal. Straight up, no, they're gonna have to give away a second round via Portland, so I think so. Yeah. Number 4, the Los Angeles Lakers, Garrett Temple. I think they should trade for Wesley Matthews and Alfonso McKinney. Alfonso McKinney doesn't even play, doesn't get minutes. Wesley Matthews has not been producing what LA has thought he would, as he had a good an alright season for Milwaukee last year. But I think Garrett Temple is going to be on. I think Garrett Temple is a good trade to the Los Angeles Lakers. I think Garrett Temple should be on the Lakers. Number 5, the Milwaukee Bucks, I think should trade for Austin Rivers and give up DJ Wilson. I think this is just an easy trade. Austin Rivers has been bringing his major improvement on defense for Austin Rivers, definitely. And Bruce. And he brings offense to the table as well. So, yeah. Philadelphia 76ers, I think they should trade for Nemanja Bjelica, for Terrence Ferguson, Vincent Poirier. I think this is easy trade, so we're just going to move on. Phoenix Suns, I think, should trade for PJ Tucker if they can get it. I think PJ Tucker will either go to the Suns. I think he'll be a good fit on the Suns or the Nets. I think PJ Tucker would fit beautifully in the Suns and the Nets rotation and the offense, just the game plan, pretty much. So, next. This is going to be the last one. The Utah Jazz, I think, should trade for Daniel House and for Udoh Azubuike and Isaiah Hughes. I think this is an easy trade for the Jazz. So that's it for the NBA. This is only 5 minutes of NBA talk. I know it's sad, but we gotta move on to the MLB. So we're gonna look at the top shortstops in the MLB. So I think number one, Fernando Tatis Jr. Number two, we rank Francisco Lindor at number two. Number three, Trevor Story. Number four, Jhaveer Baez. Number five, Marcus Semien. Number six, Xander Bogaerts. Number seven, Gleyber Torres. Number eight, George Polacano. Number nine, Carlos Corey. And number 10, Paul DeJong. Yeah, I mean, that was pretty short, but I mean, I guess we can do more positions and MLB news. So yeah, we'll do that. We'll do MLB news. So the Phillies actually got another homer as I was actually doing a podcast and the download. I was actually recorded this episode, but the download got corrupted. So, yeah. So, the Philadelphia Phillies are leading the Pirates 3-1. And the Nationals and the Astros are still tied at 0. 1-0 Tigers over the Orioles. And 2-0 Rays over the Braves. 4-0 Red Sox. No, 4-0 Twins over the Red Sox, sorry. 1-0 Blue Jays over the Yankees right now. So, yeah. We're going to talk about how I think the Philadelphia Phillies could make it this year if Bryce Harper can just carry the team on his back. His legit back. And will Anthony Rendon rank in the top three MVP rankings for the... Will he rank in the top three rankings for the... American League? I gotta say no, because we got Mike Trout. If he doesn't get injured... My guy, Aaron Judge, could be in there, and honestly, Anthony Rendon will be in there. We're going to say Anthony Rendon will be in there from the Los Angeles Angels. Yes, the underdog. Let's go. It's not really an underdog, but... Yes. So, how the Yankees could win another World Series. Could they? Probably. I would have to say probably not, because... Well, not probably not. Actually, they could. Actually, I think they have a really good chance of doing it. So, I am going to vote the Yankees will win the World Series. No, they won't win. It's hard to say if they're going to win or if they're not going to win. But, just know that. The Yankees do have a really good chance at winning. So, I know this has been a really short podcast, but we're only going to do the top 10, my top 10 for my NFL, mock draft for the first round. So, yes, I know it was a short podcast. I recorded a 2-hour one, though, and I'm kind of tired after that. And, of course, it got corrupted. So, yes. Number one, round one, pick one, Jacksonville Jaguars. Pick Trevor Lawrence. Yes, Trevor Lawrence going to Jacksonville. No question about it. Okay, let's move on. Number two, the Jets select Zach Wilson. Can God actually save Justin Fields from the Jets? I don't know. But I think Zach Wilson will be going to... will be going to the Jets as a quarterback. 6'3", junior out of BYU. So, actually, now we got a number three pick from the Houston Texans. The Miami Dolphins select Devontae Smith. Yes, Devontae Smith, no question. Got another receiver for Tua over Devontae Parker. Maybe he might be better than Devontae Parker. I don't know. But now we're on pick four. The Atlanta Falcons select Jamar Chase. Yes, we know. We knew. I think you guys knew that I thought the Falcons were going to select Jamar Chase as a receiver. Because Julio Jones is getting old, guys. He's not going to be Julio forever. Julio's definitely Hall of Fame. He's a lock at this point. But, yeah. I think Jamar Chase is the one. So, number five, it's going to be Penny Sewell. So, Penny Sewell. Sorry, that was just me being crazy. Very crazy. Penny Sewell. Offensive lineman for the from Oregon, actually. And he's going to be on the Bengals, I think, because the Bengals need an offensive lineman, and we all know that. We know he needs an offensive lineman. We know he does. We know they do. It's just they gotta have someone to protect Joe Burrow, and I think Penny Sewell will be that person in the future. So number six, the Philadelphia Eagles select, yes, you've all been waiting for it, Justin Fields. Yes, Justin Fields. You guys, I bet you guys were wondering when he was going to go. From Ohio State, the quarterback, 6'3", 228 pounds. Out of Ohio State, it's Justin Fields going to the Philadelphia Eagles. Because Jalen Hurts is not the QB of the future for the Eagles. So, at number seven, the Detroit Lions select Jalen Waddle. Another receiver for Matthew Stafford, Jared Goff. Yes, Jalen Waddle out of Alabama, 5'10". I know he's a pretty small, no offense to Jalen. He played with Devontae Smith, the Heisman Trophy winner. So, I think he'll be a... Waddle has the freakiest athletic traits in the class, for sure. Definitely does. So, yep. Number eight, the Carolina Panthers select Trey Lance, because, gotta say this, Teddy Bridgewater is not the QB, is not the Carolina Panthers QB, everybody, so... Yes, number nine, Caleb Farley for the Denver Broncos. Ever since they lost Chris Harris to the Chargers, I don't know if it was free agency or a trade. I didn't really pay attention to NFL free agency last year because I was watching the NBA bubble a lot. Sorry. But yeah, I think Caleb Farley will be the one to replace him. Number 10, Zaven Collins. He's going to be a great linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys because Leighton Van Der Esch, ever since that rookie year, he's been getting injured a lot. And not throwing any disrespect at Jalen Smith, but he's not the one either. So I think Zaven Collins will be a nice pick for the Dallas Cowboys. So, everyone, I know that was a short podcast, only 15 minutes, but I recorded a 2-hour one. I kind of wanted to make this one quick. So, thank you. Thank you for that. And, yeah, I'll see you guys tomorrow. Yeah, 3 days in a row. Yeah, 3 days in a row, guys. And I'm releasing the Bulbscast schedule. So it's going to be on every Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Yes, yes. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Okay, guys. Bulbs out.